Popular with me, Lucy Parsons. Welcome to today's show. Today, we're going to be talking about how to balance the competing demands of homework and revision, which is a subject that I'm often asked about by members of the Extraordinaries Club and general people on social media and in my inbox. But before we get to that, I just wanted to let you know that on Saturday, the 28th of November, so that's the Saturday in the week that this podcast episode is published, we're having another revision Kickstarter workshop. So if you haven't heard about my revision Kickstarter workshops before, they're 2-hour interactive live online revision workshops where students can come along and create a personalised revision plan. And this is timed specifically to help students to prepare if they have mocks in January, but anybody is welcome to come along who needs to kickstart their revision, basically. So what we do on the workshop is we spend the first half prioritising what students need to revise in a quick, easy and repeatable way so that they don't get overwhelmed by trying to revise everything. And this is a really, really practical thing that students just get on and do during the workshop. And while they're doing it, they also have the opportunity to ask me questions, like random questions about revision. And it's always a really nice session because everybody can get their questions answered. Then in the second half of this workshop, we work through exercises which help students decide which revision techniques to use so that they don't waste time on things that don't work for them. And the overall outcome is really creating a personalised and flexible plan for their revision so that they know what they need to get done and when they're going to take a well-earned rest. And it's also really important, you know, taking into account the subject of today's podcast, which is balancing revision and homework, that any revision plan is flexible. So traditional revision plans are very rigid and quite long term. And my experience is that usually students go off track with their plan within about the first 2 to 3 days, which is really demoralising. So in the Revision Kickstarter workshop, I teach students how to create a flexible plan that works around all the other competing demands in their lives and never leaves them feeling demoralised because they've gone off plan. And then the final thing we do in the workshop is talk about how to incorporate a little bit of revision into every day so that they don't fall off the revision train when they, you know, once the mocks are over or when they go back to school after school holidays or whatever. So it's really important for students to be consistent with revision. That's proven to be the best way to learn something properly. So I introduce some ideas that show them why this is so important, but also how to practically make it work around the demands of homework and all the other things that go on in a teenager's life. So if you'd like to come along to that, it's on the 28th of November. You can find a link in today's show notes, but if you go to lifemoreextraordinary.com/revision-kickstarter, that's lifemoreextraordinary.com/revision-kickstarter, then you'll find all the details there and you can sign up. Okay, I hope to see you there. Okay, let's go over to the main topic of today's episode, how to balance the competing demands of homework and revision. So, as I've already said, I often get questions from students and parents about how to balance homework and revision against each other. And these questions particularly occur in the autumn and spring terms with year 11s and year 13s who are feel that they ought to be revising, particularly in the build-up to mock exams, but homework seems to be being set at quite a rapid rate and it's really difficult to fit the revision that they want to do in. So today I'm going to explain how you can achieve this tricky balance with a long-term aim of achieving your academic best. So firstly, what's the point of homework? I've done a podcast episode before and blog post about homework and what it's all for. And in summary, basically it's about promoting independent learning, extending and deepening learning, and learning what there isn't time to cover in class. And it also might be necessary to complete coursework style tasks as homework, and revision tasks can also be set as homework. So teachers, you know, will often say revise for a test, and revising for a test is part of that long-term little and often revision strategy. Or they might set a past paper or something like that, which is also a kind of revision. So if you'd like to know more about homework, do check out that episode. There's a link to it in the show notes today. And if you scroll back through the podcast feed, it's very early on, the episode about homework. So we know what the point of homework is: promoting independent learning, extending and deepening learning, and learning what there isn't time to cover in class. So what's more important, homework or revision? The answer to this question depends on which point in the school year you're asking it. Broadly, homework is far more important than revision at the beginning of a school year. So early in the school year, homework is more important than revision. This is because you're still learning new stuff, and part of the purpose of homework is to reinforce this learning, or in some cases, to teach yourself something for the first time. So really, you have to prioritise homework at the beginning of the school year, because it is all about learning for the first time, and revision is about going over things you have already learnt. However, this balance shifts as the school year goes on, so that at the end of the school year, in the build-up to exams, revision is far more important than homework, and indeed probably most of the homework tasks that are being set by teachers towards the end of the school year are actually revision tasks rather than homework tasks. And the balance between the two switches usually sometime between February half term and the Easter holidays. So up until February half term or Easter, homework is more important than revision, and then after that point, revision is more important than homework. And if you want to find out more about how to, what to expect at different points of the school year, check out my Ultimate Guide to the Academic Year, which is a podcast episode and a blog post, and there's a link in today's show notes. So how do you set the order of priority of revision and homework and other study tasks? So basically the answer to the question that is the title of today's episode is homework is your top priority, revision is your second priority, and any other study tasks like further reading or supercurricular activities, they are your third most important priority. So it goes homework, revision, anything else. But if you've got a piece of coursework or an NEA to throw into the mix, this should be given very high priority as well, because this is something that's actually gaining you marks for your exam. So arguably, you know, if you've got something like that to do, it's more important than homework itself. It's probably another episode entirely, but it's quite important as well to set realistic limits around the edges of coursework, because coursework can often take over, basically, and that can be to the detriment of other subjects. But I do think that's probably for another podcast episode. But if you are doing coursework in a subject, your teachers for that subject should be making allowances for how much time this is taking you by setting you fewer or no conventional homework tasks. So I remember when I was teaching geography A level, our students had to do quite a significant piece of coursework. I think it was worth 20% of their exam. And one teacher would really be in charge of the coursework and the other teacher would carry on teaching the curriculum for the exam. But the teacher teaching the coursework side wouldn't set any homework other than the coursework, because it was unrealistic to put that on the students. So hopefully teachers are being considerate in that way. So if homework's more important, what should you be doing about revision? Revision is best done little and often. So the best thing to do is fit your revision around the edges of your homework in the best way that you can. In the Extraordinaries Club, I teach students how to create a weekly routine. So at GCSE, for students studying 10 subjects, this will mean that they should be doing 15 hours of study time each week. Within those 15 hours, students should be doing homework until it's done as their first priority. They can then use the remainder of their 15 hours to do revision. And this may just look like 5 minutes of revision per day, but it's amazing how that, you know, just doing 5 minutes per day mounts up over the months. Or it might go up to 30 minutes per day. So basically, yeah, 15 hours a week at GCSE, outside lesson times. And you can think of it as doing homework until it's done and then the remainder as revision time. But realistically, you probably want to try and fit some revision into every day. So you might be like, you know, I'll do 2 hours homework followed by half an hour revision on four evenings, Monday to Thursday, which gets up to 10 hours of your 15, and then 2.5 hours each on Saturday and Sunday, which again might be, well, the balance then might shift more to revision than to homework because you've done a lot of the homework tasks during the week. So I hope that gives you an idea of how that might actually work in practice. What really helps with fitting your revision around your homework is having a strategic plan for your revision. And it may not sound very strategic to just kind of fit your revision around your homework in a kind of piecemeal kind of way. But if you spend a couple of hours creating a strategic plan for your revision, it's actually quite an easy thing to do. And in my revision Kickstarter workshops, which I mentioned at the beginning, this is something that I show students how to do, is to create their strategic plan for revision, basically. So on the workshops, students get together a list of everything they need to know for each subject they're studying, which basically acts as their checklist. Then they work through an exercise where they prioritise the things on those lists. So they're focused on revising the topics that will make the most difference to the overall grade. So most students like to focus in on things they're comfortable with, whereas it's much better to focus on the things that they find more difficult or they're less comfortable with, because that's where the biggest gains are to be made. And then we think about which revision techniques work best for them so that they don't waste their precious revision time on revision techniques that don't work. And we talk about the 5-minute revision challenge and how to make it work for them and how it mounts up over time, and also how to use past papers effectively, because they are really the most efficient and best way to revise. So if you've got all that at your fingertips, just by spending a couple of hours kind of working through it, it's really easy, you know, when you've done 2 hours of homework in the evening, to grab a revision task, because you know what's next on your revision list and you don't have to spend time thinking about what you're going to revise or how you're going to revise it. You know what your preferred revision techniques are and you know what is next on your list to revise that's going to make the biggest difference. Okay, so if you've got mock exams coming up, this can be tricky. It adds an extra layer of pressure on top of the kind of everyday homework and revision building up to the exams at the end of the year. And I think with this, we just have to be realistic that In the build-up to any exams, mock exams included, students are going to have to increase their work rate if they really want to do well, investing a few extra hours. Luckily, most mocks are strategically timed just after a school holiday, e.g. November mocks are timed just after the October half term and January mocks are timed after the Christmas holidays, which, you know, the holidays give students an opportunity to really focus in on their revision for the mocks and hopefully are less distracted by homework tasks, because teachers have considerately not set so many homework tasks during the holidays. So that in many cases gives students a way to increase their revision in anticipation of the mocks. There is no doubt that it's tough, but the students who consistently stick to their weekly routine, do their homework and fit the revision in that they can, will be much better prepared for mocks. But it's really about mindset. It's about acknowledging the situation and going with it rather than trying to ignore or fight it, which many teens try to do, like they are like ostriches. sticking their heads in the sand, trying to ignore that there are mocks coming up in 3 weeks' time because they'd really rather chill out and do something else. You know, the students who do best kind of really face and are realistic about what's coming up, and they steadily work towards it rather than letting themselves get stressed and in a panic about it. So in conclusion to today's episode, homework is more important than revision, basically because you can't do revision until you've done the work in the first place, because revision is about doing it again, basically. So please take that away with you. If you can't decide whether to revise or do homework, choose the homework, do the homework well, and then just fit in the revision where you can. This is true apart from in the immediate build-up to exams. So for example, if you've got mocks, you know, the weekend before your mocks or the school holiday before your mocks, really go all in on the revision, and definitely with the final exams, go all in with your revision in the last month to 6 weeks before those exams. And if you'd like more help with how to revise effectively, do check out the information about my next Revision Kickstarter workshop. At the time of recording, that's on the 28th of November 2020, but we have them throughout the school year. And if you go to lifemoreextraordinary.com/revision-kickstarter, you'll find like at which points in the school year we do it. And if we haven't got one immediately coming up, you can sign up for the wait list. Just to leave you with what one very happy mum said immediately after one of the Revision Kickstarter workshops. She said, "Wow, my son sat attentively throughout Lucy's workshop this morning, scribbling notes and commenting repeatedly, 'That's brilliant,' 'Oh, right, good idea,' and the like. That was the best money I have ever spent. To hear him feedback how much more confident he feels now he has a framework within which to work, how he feels that snatching 5 minutes here and there is valuable and that he hasn't left it too late is simply wonderful. Hopefully some of that stress and frustration will start to fade away." And that is my hope for you too. So do check out the workshop and come along if you think it's a good fit for you. Okay, that's the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and goodbye.